Hi there. The word for you today is love each other. It's that simple. In John 13, verse 15, Jesus said, "You are my followers if you love each other." Before Andrew Jackson became president of the United States, he was a general in the Tennessee militia. During the War of 1812, his troops were fighting and bickering among themselves. So he called them together and said, "Gentlemen, let's remember that the enemy is over there." We'd all do well to remember that, wouldn't we? It's easy to love God because of everything he's done for us, but it's much harder when it comes to loving those we have to live with. One respected Bible teacher says, and I quote, "If there's anything that would keep me away from Christ if I were lost, it would be the attitude of Christians toward one another." When I was a kid and an argument broke out, my dad used to say, "We may have a few differences inside these walls, but remember, we're family. If your brother or sister needs you, take care of them, love them, and pull for them." Everything we need to know can be found in these two verses. They're from Philippians 2, verse 3 and 4. Listen to them. "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as," here it comes, "more important than himself. Look out for the interests of others." In other words, think about the other person. Don't be selfish. Sounds like something a teacher might say to a room full of kindergartners, eh? Yet, how many adult problems could be solved if that was the driving force in our relationships? How many couples could reconcile their marital differences? Jesus said in John 17, verse 21, reading from the Message, "People will know you are my followers if you love each other." In the hours before he died, you know what? Jesus was still praying for us, quote, to become one heart and one mind. Let's answer his prayer.